And I have one question for you, and this may sound funny, but don't laugh at me.
Oh, no. The only stupid question is the one you don't ask.
Yeah. I want to know what you think space feels like and sounds like, you know, and what you would hear, feel, and smell up there, basically. In other words, what if I were to go into space, what my senses would pick up?
Oh, well, that's a great question. And I talk about that at great length in Leaving Earth, because that was one of the things that is most fascinating about the experience of living in space for long periods of time. Life without gravity is an alien experience. For one thing, it kind of feels like you, if you've ever as a kid you used to hang by your knees from a chin-up bar upside down.
Yes, I have.
Okay, that's how it feels all the time. Guys and gals who go up there, you feel like you have a head cold because the blood equalizes the whole body.
Close your nose.
So let me go on. There's many things. Well, your legs become thin, the blood starts to flow heavier in the head, so you feel heavy-headed. Your spine stretches slightly because there's no more weight on it anymore, and about a third of the astronauts who come back have some back problems, and they're taller. It takes them a while to get that used to it. Orientation. I mentioned how the room looks bigger. Well, every astronaut also talks about the fact that what is the floor and the ceiling is purely determined by how you orient your body. If one guy has himself oriented sideways to look out a window, that becomes the wall. But if another guy turns himself around so that his head is pointing to the window and his feet are pointing away, it becomes the ceiling. And that's a perspective that's very strange. Obviously, there's issues of nausea. About a third of the astronauts that go up get space sickness for the first few days, and that's partly adjusting to the cardiovascular rearrangement. Almost everyone actually does recover. Your muscles get weaker over time. There's no question of that, because you don't use your legs anymore for anything except kind of pushing off of walls. So the bones, the weight-bearing bones of the body, start to lose density. They lose about... And this is an argument between American doctors and Russian doctors. And the Russian doctors have the experience, though we're beginning to pick it up now. They disagree about how much the bone loss is. The Russians say they can, with exercise, reduce that bone loss to about 0.5% a month. Now, that's tolerable, almost, if you're going to Mars and back. After 18 months, you've lost 9% of your bone mass. You can come back to Earth. Americans say it's a higher rate of loss, and the only way we're going to be able to get to Mars is with medicine. In both cases, to really get an answer, we need to do longer space flights to find out the answer to that. There's a lot of things that happen. I mean, the heart beats differently. It takes a while. Even with exercise, even with 90 minutes of exercise a day, when guys come back from space, it takes them at least an hour before they can walk without help, almost routinely.
Oh, yeah, they're all groggy.
It's not groggy so much, George. It's really a case of balance.
How about rubbery?
Yeah, it's difficult for them to get their balance. They don't have the strength in their legs. Their cardiovascular system takes a little bit of time to readjust. The legs don't have the blood they used to. And when they get the blood, it's kind of like, you know, if you've been lying down for a while and you suddenly get up, you might feel a little bit...
You get that headache, that rush to your head.
That's right.